One reflection I've had, sort of, I don't know, maybe I think we'd have to get to it later, is just looking at, you know, we do have this sort of natural, natural samadhi pranya, but it's naturally directed to essentially survival of genes and propagation of ideas. That's what it does if you just let it go and don't, you know, and don't do anything about it. But I just, yeah, some, and so in some ways what we're doing in practice is taking those skills and trying to figure out, okay, given this set of stuff, how do I move this over to find the cessation of suffering, you know, instead of trying to propagate my genes and spread my ideas. And I was curious, does that come up? Or
you talked about the Eightfold Path at the end, which I thought addressed that pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, in terms of view, which is leading the path, and that's the, you're looking at purpose and function, you know, so that and the purpose is purpose and function always come back to the alleviation of